If you live in a neighborhood populated by hipsters, you know about yarn bombing. It's when knitted strips are attached to objects, like trees, making it look like they're wearing a little hand-knit sweater. Well, my colleague Andrea Crossan thought she spotted a massive yarn bombing when she was cycling across Boston's Massachusetts Avenue Bridge last weekend. It turns out what she saw along Mass Ave is part of a public art project.
It's not the easiest thing to explain an art exhibit on the radio. So here's my best attempt at describing the Joining Project. It's a bit like Christo wrapping buildings, and a bit like Andy Goldsworthy making sticks and twigs cool, and a bit like your grandma's knitted tea cozy. The project spans across the center of the bridge that connects the city of Boston with the city of Cambridge. And the artist behind it is Albanian-American Sylvie Nachi. She tells me about why she wanted to knit a sweater for a bridge.
So I remember being home when I was younger in Albania, and in the afternoon after everybody took a nap, a lot of the moms in the neighborhood would meet at somebody's house, and they would catch up and talk and let the kids play, and they would knit. So I thought there was such an awesome way to get people together. So I thought about turning this utilitarian bridge into a communal place for people to make art.
So with one knit and purl at a time, she collected pieces of knitwork from members of the community. Then she painstakingly attached each piece to the railing of the bridge. One of the biggest contributors was Nachi's mom.
She knitted my name. It says founder Sylvie Nachi, which is very sweet of her.
She's very proud of you.
I hope so. I think so. There's a lot of pieces that she even found when we were little, some of the scars that she had made us when we were little. And then she reused them for the project.
With scraps of woolly scarves and blankets and approval by the city, an art project was made. Nachi collects contributions she gets from members of the public and adds them to the exhibit.
What has made me very happy, not only with my mom, but a lot of other people, is that this is a platform for them to be an artist. That if some of them have never been in an art show or done any public art pieces, there's a piece here by somebody that says, "We love Boston." So many people have contributed at this point that I don't know the names of every person that has made the pieces.
The knitwork ranges from the intricate and beautiful to things that look more like my failed high school macrame project. But it's not about who knitted the prettiest piece. The overall effect of all the different colors of yarn and ribbon lining the bridge make it striking. Besides creating something aesthetically pleasing, this is also a memorial of sorts. Nachi is a runner, and she was on this bridge on Marathon Day last year when two bombs exploded at the finish line, killing three people and injuring hundreds.
I was right there. I was running right here on the bridge.
She says that the bombing was a sad reminder of her childhood in Albania.
Threats like this happened so much in Albania when I lived there. You know, my parents and I and my sisters moved here in hope that terrorism wouldn't follow us. I guess it happens everywhere, and it just was a very sad day.
Attached to each piece of knitting is a cardboard tag. Nachi asks contributors to write a wish on it. But it's been a wet July, so some of the messages have faded. Nachi says she thinks that means that the wish came true if it washed away. Like a gardener tending her flowers, Nachi comes to the bridge with a ball of yarn to do repairs, add more knitted squares, and watch members of the public take in her work.
As they walk through the bridge, they just hold on to the railing to feel all the knitting. And when I'm here on Sundays putting more pieces up, I just see them smile, and it makes me really happy.
For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
You can see photos of some of Andrea's favorite pieces from the Joining Project. We have them at PRI.org.